To what extent did Gilliam curate her archive for a future biographer?
She obviously thought she was going to be capital F, capital W, famous writer, and that someone was going to come along and do her biography. The first time I was reading a diary where it said, so, biographer of the future, I did reel back. It was an extraordinary moment. So those sorts of things, you think you've curated this very carefully and you've made sure there's a narrative that you want to be told, but I'm not convinced about it. I'm telling this story and I want people to turn the pages. So what kind of shape am I giving this story? Where's the arc of this narrative going? Because anyone that's worthy of a biography should be shown the respect that you don't just mouth off what they want to say. You should be able to have some kind of objectivity and tell a more complex story than perhaps what they're even aware of.